George Shannon High School.
Not like a U.S. Army paratrooper.
That's what I was thinking.
Ready?
Entertained motion to come out of recess into public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I will read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender, identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with the council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And Mr. President, this afternoon we have two hearings. The person for the first hearing is not here. Planning and Zoning Office has called and checked and confirmed they are en route from Dover. So with council's permission, we go ahead and take the second first, and that is a conditional use filed on behalf of Wine Works LLC.
Sure.
Ms. Cornwell?
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an event venue to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 25.60 acres, more or less, lying on the west side of Blackwater Road, approximately 1,007 feet north of Burbage Road. The tax ID is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 53. The 911 address is 32512 Blackwater Road, Frankfort. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on May 10th of this year. At that time, they received a number of items that were submitted into the record, including agency comments. They deferred for further consideration at that meeting. At their meeting of May 26th, they recommended approval of the conditional use for reasons 1 through 7 and conditions 8A through F. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, would the applicant come forward, please? Give us your name and address and explain why you would like the council to act favorably on your request.
Thank you.
That's a strange piece of land. Wow.
My name is Adrian Mobilia. Address ADRIAN Mobilia, MOBILIA, 35542 Cypress Point Trail, Millville, Delaware. Okay, there we go. How do I make this go forward and back?
So there's a clicker? Yep, left and right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the reason that I'm here this afternoon requesting conditional use is this basically would shore up the differences between what the state Delaware Farm Winery license permits a licensee to do as far as activities and what's permitted or not permitted on a AR1 property. So the reason for request is exactly that. And how did we get here? As you can see, a while back in 16, we started the process to purchase the property, gain approval to build the farm winery and put the vineyards in. And we went through that, and November of 16, everything was approved. We had our CO, and we opened the winery. By spring of 17, business was growing, and customers were saying, hey, we want to do other things. We like hanging out. What else can we do here? Can you have food trucks, have concerts, this and that, weddings, etc.?
Same thing.
So we began doing other different things in addition to wine tastings just to help keep the customers' interest. So we did things such as live entertainment, food trucks, craft nights, weddings, baby showers, birthday parties, Easter egg hunts, etc., etc. So some things are indoors, some things are outdoors. In September of 17, Planning and Zoning notified us that some of those activities are actually not permitted on AR1 property, even though the Delaware Farm Winery permits those, and the Farm Winery required us to be on AR1 property. So after numerous phone calls with Ms. Cornwell, we discussed it, and her recommendation was that we simply file for a conditional use as an event venue, and that that would shore up the differences between the two. In December of 17, the application was filed. And when I met with the Planning and Zoning Commission a couple weeks ago, I kind of went through some of our internal guidelines that we use. We have a very large septic that was designed for weddings and events of 200 to 300 people. So that's oversized and on site. We have 54 dedicated parking spots on the property in the parking lot. And then we have, you know, an acre of overflow parking. So that's not an issue. Most of the events we're currently having today are somewhere between 20 and 150 people, depending on what the event is. I mean, craft night might be 30, 40 people. Weddings are sometimes 200, you know, or so. We've kind of set internal limits on what we'd like to have on the property is 200. That's not always the case. Sometimes it's 210, 215, 220, depending on what's going on. But we're not asking for 500 or 600 people here. It's relatively small. We're legally permitted to be open until 1 a.m. However, I don't want to be there that late, neither does the staff. You know, we're not a bar or restaurant, we're a winery. So we've always stopped all of our events at 10:30 so we can clean up and get out of there at a reasonable hour. A little bit, you know, about what we do in the community. We're founding member of the Delaware Winery Association. We're, you know, involved in the Department of Ag, Southern Delaware Tourism, the Delaware Wine and Ale Trail, etc., Chambers of Commerce. A little bit about our growth. When we opened, we had one full-time employee and five part-time. Now I have three full-time people and 10 part-time people. We've paid about $7,300 in excise tax to the state of Delaware, and we've done a lot of donations, which will continue throughout the summers. Like this weekend, we have a event there with Anchors Way Entertainment for this child who has some form of rare child cancer that's terminally ill, and you know, the proceeds go to that and to help his family and stuff. So moving forward, if you guys were to grant the conditional use application, basically it'll allow us to continue doing the things we're already doing. It'll just get us into compliance with what the differences between the AR1 permitted activities and the Delaware Farm Winery license allows. And that's all I really have.
Any questions from council?
Yeah, can you bring up the picture of the layout of the land at this? Now, where on this piece of property, where do you have these events? I mean, where's the winery? Is that right there?
Yes, that's the building.
Okay.
So when the land was purchased, it was originally two different parcels, this front one and then the back one, and there was a odd-shaped line across the triangle, and what happened was planning and zoning asked us to abandon the property line and combine the two parcels and make it one because the back parcel would technically be landlocked. So it made a lot of sense. We agreed. So now it's one parcel.
Okay. And then where you have your like outdoor events is right near the winery?
Yes.
So you really don't use the back part of that land at this point in time?
At this point in time, no. Right now,
it's just a field with.
Right now, Stiles Adkins takes care of that land. He plants corn and soy there. We just planted behind the winery to the woods. We did the lower half, which would be the southern half of the field. We planted Malbec, and next year we'll do Petit Verdot. Eventually, we'll plant that 18 acres up top. But
we'll be in Grapevine.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I got a question, Everett. He said they're legally permitted to be open till 1 o'clock. Their license allows that. How's that interact with AR1? I mean, where they are and all this, and zoning and things of that nature.
What he was referring to, since it is a winery and under the special provisions with the with wineries, they could stay open to one. However, for the conditional use, he has indicated shorter time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He's been closing.
Yeah, I mean, we did 1 o'clock once in our whole time. It was the first New Year's Eve, and that was a disaster.
Okay, I just drove, just to refresh, I just drove by there this morning, drove down that road. No shoulders, residences everywhere, up and down their street. I had some complaints about the operation, you know, what was going on there and all the music and how was that allowed and stuff like that. So that's maybe, you finally got violated, I guess, somebody came by and said something to you?
What was the person's name?
But anyway, we sent out an inspector and
okay, that's what I say. So you basically were about to be, maybe you didn't get violated, maybe you were warned or whatever, and anyway, you've come in and made the application. I'm just concerned you don't want any restrictions on how many events a week or anything like that, right?
No.
You don't have any restriction. You don't want any restrictions on how many events per day.
No.
You don't want any restrictions on it. It is a residential neighborhood. It's a residentially zoned land all around you. We've got to really be concerned about protecting their rights, their property rights of being AR1 residential lands and stuff. Tell me how you think by letting you do anything all the time, any day of the week, protects them.
I'm not aware of any concerns from neighbors. Most of the neighbors are at our events.
Well,
got married there.
Okay, whether they are or not, I had some complaints made to me, and I just called the inspector, said you check things out or something. But I'm just saying, do you see it? You don't see a conflict with what all these things you want to do?
Well, I certainly see
and no restrictions.
Well, I certainly see, you know, not going into the middle of the night and stuff like that. Yeah, I certainly see common sense stuff like.
I mean, even if you lived out there and it's your residence, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's quiet now. Or it's supposed to be quiet. It was quiet before. Maybe you started all this stuff. But just that I'm not saying you shouldn't. It'd be nice that you got terribly successful, but yet you started every night. I mean, is it fair to the people who live there and are in compliance with the ordinance, and we've given some kind of special thing? My concern is that you're just asking maybe a little bit too much, and I think I'd like to suggest to the council they need to take a ride down that road and see really what it looks like and stuff like that.
Up there, this overhead view, this whole area.
Yeah, I know, but you need to ride, I mean, riding down it is...
I'm not saying we go ride down, I'm just saying...
I mean, when you see that many residences nearby, and this is the country, it seems like it's right on the edge of being in the country and being in suburbia almost, right? So, to just allow an event location like that with, you know, just crazy, you know, just no restrictions on it. Anyway, we had the one outside of Laurel where they were talking about just weekends and things like that. So anyway, I just would request that they ride down and really visually see the place. And I'm just concerned about you're asking for a little bit too much in this residential neighborhood. If you know where I'm coming from.
Well,
I know where you're coming from.
Sort of, yeah. I
mean, but you also got to understand, my job is to make sure that I represent the interest of people with residentially zoned land and people who live there year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these aren't seasonal people, most of these people. These are people year-round.
Correct. Those are all.
And you got a road that is, you know, fairly quiet now, and then when you start having events that could have, you know, 200 plus or minus people a couple times a week, they're going to get concerned, and then if we've approved it, then it's hard to unring the bell. So I want to
sure.
I'd like to get it right up front. So,
so what would you propose? Like,
well,
a
I don't know. I need to think about it a little bit. I now I see what you're proposing and what you want to do, and the rest of them have heard it. So I'm going to ask to defer on this so we can mull it over and look at the conditions. And
Mr. Cole, if you are going to ask that, I would suggest that I look at the their special event ordinances that are allowed now as part of a farming operation, weddings, things like that, so that I forward that to council so you have the benefit of seeing that as well.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to, yes. Yeah, if you leave the record open for anything like that, would be just appropriate, so you make sure the wording's appropriate to leave it open. But I just would suggest anybody who could ride down there do it.
You done, George?
I'm done.
You're asking for the entire acreage, 26 acres, to be zoned commercial use, but you're to be zoned for conditional use. But you're really, the event happening is only on that front piece, correct?
Yes. However, I'm not sure if I'm legally allowed to parcel it off because the whole parcel is bonded by the ATF, and it's the entire premise for the Delaware Farm Winery.
Well, but as a conditional use, we could say it's not the 26 acres, it's the front piece has the event conditional use. No, my fear is the same as George's, is that, you know,
right, yeah,
my hope is you're wildly successful, right, and then you move into the back and all of a sudden it is much a bigger venue.
Gotcha. No, that's not the then, no, that'll right. All be vineyards, and that will not be right.
So
yes,
you would be okay with,
yes,
the condition,
yes,
that said it's not that whole parcel.
And I don't know if council has any opinion if that would be allowable per the ATF or the...
I believe it would, because
okay,
it would still be the entire parcel that you own and you're operating for your winery. It's just these events,
sure,
that are regulated by the county are just in the front portion.
That's fine with me, yeah, as long as you guys feel it's not going to put me in a jam with the ATF.
And the you talk about 200, up to 200 people, so the first question I have would be... how do you count? I mean, how,
clicker,
right? But
we have a person at the door.
Okay, but a can, you know, then all of a sudden we got to be counters, and
right,
at some, and then do you have enough parking for that? I think you said 54 parking spots or something.
Yeah, there's 54 dedicated spots. Then you've got overflow. You can fit 30 cars down the back, and then a bunch out in the back.
Okay, so you're not running the cars?
No, no, no. They're staying all on property right around the back of the building, which that's a pretty old image. So right now there's a driveway where her mouse is. Is there anything that I can use to drive? Is there like a laser? There's a laser.
Should I do it, show up?
There's, you can use the pen, pick a color at the top, and you can draw on it.
So
see the buttons for the different colors? Red, green, black, and...
No. But
if there's 200 spots, if there's a request for 200 people...
It's about 100 cars.
It's 100 cars. Do you have 100 spots?
Yeah. Oh, up there, sorry. Yeah, so this area here consists of 54 spots. Then here's about 30. And then we have, this is all gravel.
There's a lot of windows there.
Parking. And then we have this field here.
Okay. Okay. With outdoor entertainment, is that, how long have you been doing this here?
A year.
Are you setting up for stages?
No.
And stuff like that?
No.
So what happens outside versus what happens inside?
That little piece right there is a 15 by 80 patio that's covered.
That's that picture you just showed us.
Yes. Yeah, it's a picture of the one wedding, yes. So when we have outdoor entertainment during good weather, they set up on that patio, and then the customers sit to the left and right of them, and then out here in this yard.
Okay.
And when it's like winter time or, you know, bad weather, we just put someone, like a one person in the tasting room.
Which is not the porch, it's the inside.
Correct.
The building.
Inside the building, yes. Like, okay. One person on a guitar or something with a microphone just kind of plays acoustic music or something. Okay. Yeah.
You're doing the marrying.
Any other questions?
Who does it marrying? Are you the preacher that does it marrying?
No. No. If someone chooses to get married there and actually have the ceremony, they hire someone to come do that.
Okay.
I just mow the grass.
I didn't know if we got time for Frank Carey or not.
No. I just mow the grass and make it look pretty.
There you go.
Did you have anything else to add?
Not really. I mean, what I think of the facts are all in the presentation, and it's just a matter of trying to shore up the difference between what the farm winery license permits me to do and what's permitted on the AR1 property.
That's just considered a farm crop, correct?
I would think grapes would be, yeah.
Grapes, yeah, they're a farm crop, yes.
It's a farm crop.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. They're a specialty crop, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? I don't see a soul. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, the public hearing is open.
We'll close public hearing, and I think Mr. Cole wants to defer to get information back from our council.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're going to provide us with some of these things that are permitted and what's
yes.
under the farm stuff. This vineyard, whatever, this winery legislation or whatever they permit. Okay.
That's correct.
And clear it up. Okay.
So that is your motion to defer.
That motion to defer.
Leave the record open for information to come back from our council on the questions you've raised.
Information from you.
And for the purpose of council viewing the site?
You'll be able to ride down and look at the site.
If you could, yeah. It's
have you been there to look at it, George?
George,
pardon?
Yes.
Have you been to look at it?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I'm going to take your word for it. It's either a good job or not.
Do I have a second, Mr. McCole's motion?
Second.
So motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. So we've deferred it.
Okay.
Give the rest of the council time to ride down if they choose to and look at it. And then for Mr. Moore to come back to us with the legal answers on what's allowed under the farm winery thing and the ATF and all that stuff. And then we'll, at some point, as soon as we put those answers back, hopefully we'll put it back on the agenda. Go from there.
Okay.
And you can stay in touch with Ms. Cornwell and where we are in the process.
Okay.
And it will go back on the agenda when it comes back to voters.
That stuff. Yeah.
And it'll be doing the back.
It'll come back as old business.
Right. But the public hearing, this part's over with. So when we get the information back from Mr. Moore to us, then we'll close the record and then we will act on it under old business on a regular council meeting in the morning.
Did PZ pass it?
Pardon me?
They passed it.
They did, yes, sir. Yeah. And like I said, you stay in touch with Ms. Cornwell. She'll tell you where we are in the process and back on that stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Phil.
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Cornwell, we're...
What happened to the other one?
Well, he's on the way from Dover, and we were waiting. We moved this around, and they're not here yet.
They are not here yet. They said we called about 33 minutes ago, and they said they were about 30 minutes out.
Did they realize the hearing was at 1:30?
I don't know. I did not call them. I had staff call them, and so I can't answer if they forgot or got stuck in traffic on their way down.
Well, let's take a 15-minute
reset. They were aware of a 1:30 public hearing.
They were notified that it was a 1:30 public hearing.
Okay.
Do I make a motion?
I don't want to reset. We don't want to do it too long, I don't think.
Right. I was going to say 15 minutes and see what, then we come back, and if we...
They're not here, they're not here.
We could...
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Burton, to recess by that clock until 2:18. We'll come back at 2:18 and do something. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now in recess until 2:18.